Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Wednesday, October 30th, and coming up in today's episode, Punjab and Haryana court slams Punjab government over Lawrence Bishnoi interview. Murder-accused actor Darshan granted interim bail. Mysterious elephant deaths in Madhya Pradesh reserve. And Russia tests the water of nuclear power. First up, Punjab and Haryana High Court has slammed glorification of crime by all involved in a 2022 Lawrence Bishnoi interview. 2 years ago, the supposedly incarcerated gangster, Lawrence Bishnoi, was interviewed by a private channel. In the aftermath of his gang's recent threats of actor Salman Khan and the killing of politician Baba Siddiqui, this interview has been making the rounds on several social media platforms, even though the court had ordered last December that it should not be circulated. The court today reprimanded the Punjab government for failing to follow its August 2024 order, which directed disciplinary action against senior officers who facilitated Bishnoi's interview. This interview was red-flagged by the Punjab and Haryana High Court again today. The court also warned the ruling Aam Aadmi Party against making scapegoats of junior officers. Expressing concern over a possible criminal conspiracy between Punjab police, seven of whom were suspended last week, and the gangster Bishnoi, the court also ordered a fresh investigation to be conducted by a three-member team led by Human Rights Commissioner Chief Prabodh Kumar. The interview, the court said, was an apparent jail security breach, and the extended time taken for the corps to submit the supposed inconclusive report over 8 months was also flagged. A bench of Justice Anupinder Singh and Lapita Banerjee pointed out five of the seven suspended officers were of junior rank. Only two officers of deputy superintendent rank, Gursher Singh and Samarvaneet, were penalized and noted, quote, "The police allowed the criminal to use electronic devices and provided a studio-like facility for the interview, which tends to glorify crime. Involvement of senior cops suggests illegal gratification from the criminal," the court added. The court was also irritated by the copies of the interview resurfacing again. Quote, "These interviews are stated to have garnered over 12 million views. It would have an adverse impact upon youngsters with impressionable minds. Punjab is a border state and any deterioration in law and order or increase in crime could affect national security," unquote. The court noted that in the interview, Bishnoi involved in 71 cases in the state of Punjab and convicted in 4 cases, which includes offences under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act or UAPA, which is an anti-terror law, was justifying target killing of his criminal activities. Meanwhile, adding to the string of death threats against actor Salman Khan, an anonymous message to Mumbai Traffic Control today threatened that the actor would be killed unless he paid 2 crore rupees as a ransom, police sources have said. Police have registered a case against an unidentified person and the investigation is on. The case has been registered under sections relating to threats of extortion and under death threats. This comes shortly after a 20-year-old man was arrested from Noida over the death threats to the actor and Zeeshan Siddiqui, MLA and son of NCP Ajit Pawar leader Baba Siddiqui, who was shot dead on October 12th. The police have taken Ghufran Khan to Mumbai on a transit demand. Earlier, Mumbai police arrested Sheikh Hussain Sheikh Mohsin, the 24-year-old vegetable seller from Jamshedpur, over a threat message received by Mumbai Traffic Police's WhatsApp helpline. The threat message demanded Rs 5 crore as a ransom. And next, actor Darshan arrested for allegedly orchestrating the brutal murder of a fan named Renuka Swami has been granted an interim bail on medical grounds. The 47-year-old actor had sought bail on the grounds that he was experiencing numbness in both feet and needed to undergo surgery. This is Darshan's second bail appeal this month. His earlier appeal, along with that of actor Pavitra Gowda, a co-accused, was rejected. Also earlier this month, Darshan was reprimanded by prison authorities. Sources said that Darshan had been frequently arguing with the prison staff over facilities, as the jailer informed him that they could only provide what is available within the prison and advised him to submit a petition to the court if he requires additional facilities. The jailer also reminded Darshan that the court is closely observing his behavior in custody and his adherence to prison rules. Instead of cooperating with the prison authorities, Darshan had been violating disciplinary norms, the jailer reportedly told him. Darshan was also found making inappropriate gestures towards the media and his family when being brought for a family meeting. Additionally, he made demands for a television of his choice, according to sources. At that point, Sources said that Darshan was increasingly frustrated as his bail was not submitted yet. In Darshan's case, with photos surfacing of him receiving luxurious treatment inside a Bengaluru prison, at the time of the charge sheet submission, his bail petition had to be delayed by several weeks. According to today's bail conditions, Darshan will have to surrender his passport and will have to furnish details of his treatment at the hospital of his choice within 7 days. On Tuesday, his lawyers requested the court for permission for his surgery to be performed at a private hospital in Mysuru. His request, however, was opposed by the public prosecutor, who said that the medical documents did not specify how many days Darshan would need to be hospitalized and argued that the surgery could be conducted at a government hospital. Darshan was arrested on June 11th with actor Pavitra Gowda and 15 others for the torture and murder of one of his fans, Renuka Swami, in Bengaluru. The police had said Renuka Swami, 33 years old, had sent obscene messages to Gowda, which enraged Darshan, allegedly leading to his murder. His body was found near a stormwater drain to an apartment in Bengaluru on June 9th. Later, Darshan with a fan club member lured the victim to a shed near the stormwater drain. There, victim Renuka Swami was allegedly tortured in the most brutal manner. A charge sheet in the case was filed in September. It is 3,991 pages long and accuses 7 individuals of being involved in the case. In next, 7 elephants have died in Madhya Pradesh's Bandhavgarh Tiger Reserve and 3 others are receiving medical treatment, wildlife officials have told NDTV. The cause of death of the 7 is not yet known. A post-mortem is being conducted at Jabalpur's School of Wildlife Forensics and Health, with veterinarians from states Panj and Kanha Forest assisting. Sources told NDTV farmers sprayed pesticides on crops and that could have caused the death. The health of the 11th and 12th members of the herd are normal at this time. Senior wildlife officials, including the Assistant Inspector General for the National Tiger Conservation Authority's Central Zone, Nandakishore Kale, are on the spot. Amid concerns of elephant poaching, the Delhi-based Wildlife Crime Control Bureau has set up a committee to investigate the deaths. Simultaneously, a state-level inquiry is also on. The crisis erupted on Tuesday after 2 elephants were found dead during regular patrolling of the reserve area. 5 more of the gentle giants were found nearby and in unwell conditions. The Bandhavgarh Reserve was in the news in August after a spate of tiger deaths prompted a major administrative shake-up. A special report highlighted by NDTV on August 1st pointed red flags in the Forest Department's handling of tiger deaths, including procedural lapses and negligence by officials. NDTV report art helped shed light on the worrying increase in tiger deaths in Bandhavgarh and the Shahdol Forest area between 2021 and 2023. As many as 43 tigers died in this period. Some deaths were linked to poaching and others to negligence by wildlife officials. Breaking from breaking news, do you enjoy momos? Well, think again. A woman in Hyderabad has died after consuming momos while several others are seriously ill. They all consume momos from a street vendor at different locations in Hyderabad's Banjara Hills area, police have said. Reshma Begum and her daughters aged 12 and 14 ate momos from a street vendor in Khairatabad on Friday soon after they started suffering from diarrhea, stomach pain and vomiting. She died Sunday morning and her daughters are under treatment. Reshma Begum was a single mother and is survived by her daughters. An investigation has found that the vendor was operating without any food license, any safety license, and that the food was being prepared in extremely unhygienic conditions. The dough used to prepare the momos was stored in the refrigerator without any packing, the probe found. It also found that the refrigerator door was broken. Samples from the food vendor has now been sent to the lab for analysis. Now back to news. Russia's nuclear armed forces today began a special exercise after orders were received from President Vladimir Putin. The move comes at a critical point in the Ukraine war after senior officials in Moscow termed it the most difficult phase. This is the second such military exercise initiated by Putin in a fortnight, and the West-led NATO alliance is still unsure of how to deal with the escalating situation. The rise in tensions began after Western forces led by the US were planning to allow Ukraine to use the long-range cruise missiles to target territories deep inside Russia. Moscow had made it clear to the West that if such a move was made by Ukraine with the backing of the West, Russia would consider the use of nukes to defend its motherland. Kremlin had said that its updated nuclear doctrine approved by Putin last month will allow Moscow to use nukes against non-nuclear states, should be seen as a warning to the West. Launching the nuclear weapons drill today, President Putin said, and I quote, "We will work out the actions of officials to control the use of nuclear weapons with practical launches of ballistic and cruise missiles," adding that using nuclear weapons could be an extremely exceptional measure, but they need to be kept ready for use. Putin, however, said, and I quote, "We are not going to get involved in a new arms race, but we will maintain nuclear forces at the level of necessary sufficiency," unquote. The NATO has slammed Russia over reports that North Korea has sent troops to western parts of the country in the battle against Ukraine. The Pentagon has said that North Korea is sending at least 10,000 troops to Russia, while Ukraine's Zelensky claims the number could be well beyond 12,000. Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh told reporters earlier, quote, "We believe that the DPRK has sent around 10,000 soldiers in total to train in eastern Russia. That will probably augment Russian forces near Ukraine over the next several weeks. A portion of the soldiers have already moved closer to Ukraine. We are increasingly concerned that Russia intends to use these soldiers in combat or to support combat operations against Ukrainian forces in Russia's Kursk Oblast," unquote. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify, and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anviti, signing off.